Good morning, my friends. Stand as you are able for the scripture today. And it is coming from Psalm 119, 1 through 8. Those whose way is blameless, who walk in the Lord's instruction, are truly happy. Those who guard God's laws are truly happy. They seek God with all their hearts. They don't even do anything wrong. They walk in God's ways. God, you have ordered that your decrees should be kept most carefully. How I wish my wishes were strong when it comes to keeping your statutes. Then I wouldn't be ashamed. When I examine all your commandments, I will give thanks to you with a heart that does right. As I learn your righteous rules, I will keep your statutes. Please don't leave me all alone. Amen. The word of God for be all God. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. I'm Stephen Bowler. I need the kids up here. So right now, I didn't tell you this, but Chris, this is going to be a break for right now, and then we'll dismiss for children's church. So let's get, and then Isaac. I need Isaac. Okay, so today we're talking with our SAD series, our spiritual affective disorder, and doing it with the usual SAD, you know, seasonal affective disorder, and talking about when we walk, sometimes that helps boost our moods. And so today we're going to talk about this spiritually. But first, to get us active and ready and get your attention and them to get ready and going, I'm going to make you work out. So ready? And some of them you'll be able to do in your seat. So we're going to start out. So we're going to first, everybody put your hands up. This is going to be the first one. Put your fingers up. Come on, Isaac. Here we go. Isaac's so excited for this. This is what I call finger aerobics. This is going to wake up your hands. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It really works out the fingers. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's get, and 3, 4, 5, and done. And now, rapid fire high fives. Ready? Go, 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 go. And you can do this too. You can high five each other around you. High five, high five. This is my workout. This is how I work out. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Okay. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Ready? Okay. Now we'll do an actual exercise. Ready? Jumping jacks. Ready? 3, 2, 1. You can do it too in your seats if you want to. You can like this, yep, there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, ready? Now we're gonna, Chris is ready to go. All right, Chris, go. We're gonna have Chris and Shirley, because now I want you to walk or run to Children's Church, and you can go back to yours. And ready? Go, 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 go. All right, there we go. Everybody, thank you, kids and Isaac. Like I said, that's just kind of fun to get us in the mindset of activity, because with seasonal affective disorder, that when we feel a lot of therapists and everybody kind of says there's studies that show that if you go on a walk or do some kind of physical activity, it can really give you a boost, help you even out of depression, stuff like that. Something I want to do for myself and my daughter. And today we're going to talk about how that can affect us, how walk this way can help us in our spiritual affective disorder. So let's pray to get us, or now our hearts ready for what God's going to talk to us about. Thank you, Jesus, so much for activity, spiritual, physical. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for being kind and near and active toward us. You are not distant. You are near and active in our lives. You're completing the work in us. So Lord, be with our hearts, our minds, our bodies today. Let us hear what you need us to hear. Lord, use the words you're giving me to speak through me, even if it's to one person, two people, or everyone. Just change our hearts, change our minds, and help us to be the people that you want us to be, your people here in Harrisonville. In Jesus' name pray, amen. All right, so there's the idea that I'm wanting to give us is as the people of God, looking back at the people of God, is Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy, Israel is getting ready to enter the promised land. If you read that book, they lost the ability to go into the promised land years before. That's why they had to wander. And now Moses is getting them ready to go into the promised land. And so the book of Deuteronomy is just this big old speech, basically. Lots of speeches, lots of pep talks, getting the people of Israel ready to go into the promised land. Because they had failure. They weren't walking with God. It was a problem for for the entire nation and their effectiveness in what kind of people they were supposed to be to the nations. And as Moses is getting them ready, in Deuteronomy 6, there's a special prayer. It becomes a prayer for Israelites to this day called the Shema. So I'm going to teach you two words that are going to be really fun, your fun Hebrew words of the day. And so I'll tell you and we'll repeat them. So in English, they're listen and love. So listen, you say Shema. Shema. So Shema. So and in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 10, that's the great Shema. And then love is Ahava. Say that one's a little funnier. The Ahava. So the cool thing is that listen in Deuteronomy, I make sure my number's right, is listen is mentioned 91 times. And love is mentioned an additional 12 times. And usually they're paired together. When love is mentioned, listening is mentioned. And this is the way God and Moses, talking to the people of God, wanted them to walk. He knew that going into this new land, this promised land, there were people there that were going to tempt them, and they were going to and disrupt their walk with God. And so, he tells them, listen and love. And so, why does he tell them to do both? Usually, we think of, in our language, listening is just, okay, it's just, I can listen, I can hear the words that you're coming, that you're telling me about. And love for us is also kind of it has a lot of different meanings for that one word. But both of these words, and it should be for us in English too, for Hebrew is going to be very active based. Listening for them was not just getting the sound waves and hitting your eardrum. It was about reacting to what you are hearing. And loving was about doing what you knew God was doing for them. For the Israelites, that meant very much so going back to the Exodus in the beginning of the Bible, that God had rescued them from Egypt. And so, I've said this story before with my friend in college, Stephen Reynolds. He did this incredibly well. He listened and he loved, and he knew what God had rescued him from. For years of his adult life, he rejected God. He had no walk with God. And so when he realized who God was in Christ, he knew what he had to do. And going to the college that I went to, it was very easy to be stale. Not a knock against them. It's easy, I think, for us as Christians to become stale and to forget the activity that God wants us to do in order to be effective. And the staleness was in me. The staleness, you could see it around the people in my college. But for some reason, this one guy, you saw it really fast in chapel. Chapel for us at my college was very just sing, 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 listen, listen, you know, which is fine. But Stephen, you saw him, and everybody kind of glared at him a little bit at the beginning. He was dancing. He would, run around a little bit sometimes. And this was an expression that we found out that he had a walk with God, and it was something special. Godliest man I ever have known. And it became really apparent when later that semester, that first semester, we had this big prayer chapel, testimony chapel outside in this big pavilion. And he just came up and he knew what people thought about him. And he said, "Guys, I just want you to know, I've got to do what I've got to do. I've got to act the way I got to act because God rescued me in the most incredible way." And he kind of gave his story. And it was like, whoa. Now all of a sudden everybody kind of understood. There was something that he was listening and loving in such a way that he couldn't sit still. And I know that it's going to look different for all of us. You know, I don't need to be Stephen Reynolds. You don't need to be, we don't have to have dancing and running around in church. That's fine if we do. But my dream and hope from talking about walking with God so that we are out of sad, out of that spiritual affective disorder, is that what kind of change has that done to you? What kind of walkability is in your life that you're listening and loving? How are you not going out into a world, into the nations, and being influenced by them instead of being an influencer and walking? Because if you read the rest of the Old Testament, very quickly, the Israelites do not listen and do not love God, and they are walked off into exile. And you have to think, they did not walk with God. They were not there. They walked with other gods. They were taken away by Baal and others, and forgot, and they listened to other voices. Now I think of, and I probably every time I'll preach, is I'll use two examples and two stories. Is one Stephen, and two toddlers, because I have one. And Lena, the last 4 years she's learned a lot. If you don't know, that's my daughter. She's in nursery. And she's learned a lot. She's learned how to talk. She's learned how to crawl and walk and everything and now run. And one of the ways we think of progress in our human mind is a child learning to walk. And how does she do that? We have to take hands and you have to show her and everything. And she wants to, and then she kind of steps on your toes, my toes and her mom's toes, and we got to walk her through. And eventually she kind of gets it, and she has to take, hold of the couch. And now that she knows how to walk and run, sometimes she steps into my shoes, and she thinks it's hilarious that she's wearing daddy's shoes and things like that. And we must do the same thing. It's funny, because she's not always going to do that. She's going to grow up, and she's not going to, need my help to walk. She doesn't need it anymore. And one day she's not going to be think it's funny to step into dad's shoes. She might do other things. I don't know. But we should be, I think Jesus gives us this great word that we need to be childlike, have childlike faith, that we must walk in those steps of the Spirit, and we must walk in the steps of Christ. That, and in order to do this, We must listen and we must love. I need to listen, because if I don't listen rightly, then how am I rightly following? How am I going to rightly love and rightly walk? It would be very easy for us to listen to an incorrect voice if I'm not listening to God. And of course, we can always point to reading our Bible. You know, always doing that. That's very convicting to me. I'm a Bible teacher at my school, so I get a lot of Bible. But do I really dig into it deep myself? And I'm trying. Other ways that we can do this is, do you talk with others? Are you part of a study? Are you part of a discipleship group? Are you talking with another fellow Christian throughout the week, being able to get encouragement and listening to each other and what God's speaking to each other that way? I think the analogy could be, have you started a walking group? You know, for if you need motivation to walk during the winter or work out in the winter when sad really crops up for our emotions, have you started a walking group, a workout group? Do you encourage those who are especially affected by the cold and the dark? Do you make sure you find the people here and in your own community or in Harrisonville and at large that need the most help, that are having a hard time walking? You know, we all know those people. They've had loss. They've had tragedy. And so are you now encouraging them with your walk and becoming a partner for them and helping them to listen and to love? Are you a part of that group? Are you getting encouragement from others and for yourselves? Because if we're not, then we will also be influenced by the world. Romans 12 says to be renew your mind, and let your bodies be a sacrifice. Okay, that's very much like walking. I did cross country, and I'll tell a story here in a minute. I can't do what I did anymore, but I've still got to have a sacrificial mindset with my spirit to be able to walk. It'd be easy, just like me every morning. I snooze, put the snooze button on, and I'm groggy and everything. But am I willing to listen and to love, even in the morning, throughout the day, everything like that? I love the Psalm 119 passage that Shirley read. And that first line is, those whose way is blameless, who walk in the Lord's instruction, are truly happy. And that phrase, truly happy, we could listen to that and think, well, am I happy if I'm, you know, I don't know if I am happy. Truly happy after I've been listening to God, been trying to do His word and what His work is, and if you don't know, you could really misconstrue the idea of happiness there. And it's not our traditional Western idea of happiness. Now I do feel happy when I walk with God, but you got to feel that it's blessing. I am blessed. And if when I listen and I love, when I'm listening to His word, walking in blamelessness with Him, then I am happy. I am blessed. And I hope you've experienced that. I hope, and if you haven't, and it's not going to feel happy sometimes. I've gone through tragedy in myself in the last year or two, and I can't say that I'm happy all the time. But I'm blessed because I've walked with others. I have a great group of friends and great church that I've walked with and listened and loved with, and I appreciate that from you all. And I'm blessed. So I want you to think, these are my last challenges. Are you blessed? Are you listening and are you loving? Are you, and if so, why aren't you walking? I talked with an old mentor of mine this last Thursday, and it was unexpected, and it was 2 hours, and it was like, okay. But I was blessed from it because she reminded me that she, like her, she just got diagnosed with a disease that's going to slowly just kind of take her abilities away. And she reminded me, Stephen, I'm going to grow weaker and weaker and weaker. My body's going to not be okay. But I just have to keep going. And so, this is where I'll end, because I'm going to get myself on tangents that are going to take away, and I don't want to do that. I have more to say, but I think this is the point, is even in the midst of sadness, in the midst of tiredness, in the midst of the worst days or the best, how are you taking the next step forward? And is that step like the toddler, in step with God? And if you don't know, are you walking with others? Lena would not know goodness and right without somebody teaching her. You know, she would do a lot of bad and get in a lot of trouble if it wasn't for me, her mom, and her friends, our friends, her school, and church. Left to her own self, she would get into everything and have ice cream every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There you go. But she can't. And we have to do the same thing. We can't have ice cream every day. We can't not do anything every day in our own spiritual walk. We have to take the next step, pretty much always with others here, and maybe there's others in the community. You need to help others come alongside you for yourself, and then you need to bring others for themselves so that we all can become effective and not ineffective. My dream and hope for Harrisonville is that we are the church that is seen as people that are the hands and feet of Christ, walking in step with each other, with the Spirit's help, listening to Him, and then helping others walk rightly and with blessing and goodness. Let me pray for us as we end that. Thank you, Jesus, so much that you walked as a man, that you walked with people, fallen people that needed your help. And you walk with us now each and every day. And you've given us your Spirit, Lord. So let us listen. Let us listen deeply to you. Let us find others to help us listen. And find those who don't know yet how to listen, to be able to listen and love and walk with you each and every day. Lord, thank you for your help and for your steps and for your blessing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much, Stephen. Can we give God the glory for the word we heard today?